producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, our first stories of the night. You know, it is that time. This is Broadcast Healing, Health, Freedom, Healing, Liberty here. Robert Scott Bell on. First stories of the night involve the reason why Charlie Sheen claims to be HIV positive. And it has nothing to do with Charlie Sheen, technically. These are two stories about antibiotics that I got to cover to open the show. First of all, got to check in with my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, because he's so busy. I can't even get through to him during the day, except when we're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Super Don. How you been, my friend?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
My gosh, are you still, I got to check in, are you still near the Gulf of Mexico?
I am. I can still chuck a rock, I think, into the water if I throw hard enough.
That's good. That's good news. I like it when you're near the ocean, especially when there are no hurricanes present.
Yeah, but you know what? I will tell you, we didn't even talk about this, but I think I've got a different destination coming soon.
Do you? Are you able to reveal it?
Looks like I might be heading to the bayou.
To New Orleans or Baton Rouge?
Right around Thanksgiving time, I'm going to be heading to Louisiana.
Louisiana, but which city are you free to say? You can keep it a secret if you.
Ironically, I don't know if you heard the news story. I think it was a week ago or so. There was an autistic boy that was shot by the police in Marksville, Louisiana, and that is actually where I'm going to be heading.
Wow. All right. So on the ground reporting, you know, in addition to hopefully a good family reunion for Thanksgiving.
It is going to be the first time I will see my sister, my older sister, and my older brother since my mother passed away in 1987.
Wow. That is a huge distance of time. Now, are you going to have like holiday crawfish instead of turkey?
I have no idea what's on the menu.
what do they do? A special jambalaya for Thanksgiving? You'll have to let me know.
Something like that. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right. Well, sounds delicious, whatever it may be. So, well, good to catch up with you now that we got the show going here. RobertScoutBell.com op-eds on top of the notes today, and we blasted it out. We will indeed be dedicating an entire hour to not Charlie Sheen, but the whole topic surrounding him claiming he's HIV positive, because it's bunk. But we'll explain so much more about that with Liam Sheff in the second hour. And I've got so many questions of the day that piled up and so many that came in recently. I'm going to be challenged. This is going to be op-ed says it's like an RSV question-a-thon that we're going to try and get through this hour
there
as well.
You go. We'll just get Jerry Lewis and we'll be all set.
Yeah, it's a telethon, no, question-a-thon. But first story comes up to helping the docs out, right? Always want to help the doctors out. The question of the headline reads, could involving patients decrease antibiotic prescriptions? Now, what does that mean, involving patients, right? All right, I'm sorry to, let's say super, I'll pick on you. I'm sorry, Super Don, you're not so super today. You have a some sort of lung infection. It looks like you had a cold, now it's into your lungs. And let's say Super Don, you're not a member of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know nothing about what we do here. You're going to say, well, doc, which antibiotic do I need to go on? And the doc says, well, let me tell you. Really, in this case, it's not necessarily appropriate. And a lot of times, these things will just kind of pass of their own accord. If you get some rest, stay hydrated, do some basic things. But not being Super Don at that moment, you're going to say, but Doc, I you got to give me an antibiotic because I got to get back to work tomorrow. I can't,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Right? Malpractice. Right? I want my prescription, please.
And so the doctor says, but it's not really, you're going to, well, I'll find another doctor. And then so the doctor, what does the doctor do? Well,
he goes ahead and he writes the prescription.
No, he takes your kids away.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. That's we've covered so many of those stories. That seems like the inevitable. Anytime you question a doctor, I'm going to take your kids.
Second opinion, your kids are gone. That's
right. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to take your lungs. No. You're right. No, most of the time they'll go ahead, they'll break down, and they'll prescribe the antibiotic. Now, I've talked with doctors about this over the years and almost chided them, but they insist, listen, Robert, it's just you don't know what it's like. If we don't do it, then we get they put a complaint to the board, State Board of Medicine. I'm like, man, stop being a wussy. Stand up to these patients, right? I mean, if somebody demands of me something that I feel is inappropriate, I'm not going to give it to them just to make them feel better, although I feel like it is appropriate. And we've talked about this over the years of prescribing what would we call it, a placebo antibiotic. Right? We even came up with some names years ago. I think based on some of the antibiotic names that are used, like Cipro, we came up with Placipro or something like that. That was a placebo antibiotic. And it would do just as well, except it would not, elicit the production of microbial strains that are resistant to the drug. But the story here is just as much about, well, working with your patient. And I like the thought of it. I do like including people in. And we talk about this when people talk to me. I talk to them about the reason things have happened. What do we know about what's going on? What do we not know about it? What's the mystery? What do we know will work? What do we know won't work? What do we know? We just don't know this, for instance. You're open and honest dialogue. I think that would breed a lot of trust, in a doctor-patient type relationship. But if a patient is demanding something that is only going to harm them, what is your role as a doctor? And so I don't know if they came up to with a conclusion here, because it's a very short story. But they actually looked at how many people here? I mean, it was a load of people that they assessed here. So it was a World Health Organization survey, found that more than half of the people surveyed believed incorrectly that antibiotics could treat cold or flu. So we have patients that are struggling with this concept, and doctors who should know better, most I think do, but would they still insist on, if they're insisted by the patients, prescribe the antibiotics? I'm still curious about that, where doctors stand on this.
Well, and the conclusion that they come to on here, and I think it's one, again, it's difficult because you want to allow patients to have the right to make decisions on what they do here.
Of course.
But they bring up a good point. They say that the harms of antibiotic overprescription affect the general public rather than the individual. So in this case, the conclusion they come to is the patient should not be making decisions about treatments that have larger societal and public health implications. But here's the problem. Here's the double-edged sword on this. This is the same argument that they're using with vaccination.
Isn't that interesting? The herd. You might harm the herd if we prescribe this antibiotic to you, and now you're going to spread resistant forms of bacteria. And it might not have even been a bacterial infection. It might have been viral.
I mean, what are we looking at? We talk about the C. diff, basically. I mean, it's an epidemic, really.
Yeah, in the hospital settings, it is, indeed.
Right.
And I want to talk about these antibiotics because you'll find in the next hour in particular that they are the gateway drug to AIDS. Yeah, you heard me say that right. Antibiotics are the gateway drug to the development of AIDS, and AIDS has nothing to do in this case with HIV, but everything to do with antibiotics and loads of them. We're going to get to that. But there's a secondary story on antibiotics here related to kids. Kids' drug-resistant bacteria blamed on not overprescription of antibiotics for kids, interestingly enough, not mommy and daddy trying to get antibiotics everywhere they can from every doctor or pharmacy, but in fact, from factory farms. The antibiotics that they're using on cows, on cattle, on animals to fatten them up for slaughter quicker, or just to keep them alive long enough to slaughter them to serve them to you. They are acknowledging what we have been saying for. This is another one where I could hear Jerry Doyle going, Robert, you're right again. Dagnabbit, how do you keep doing it? Children's health is now acknowledged to be suffering due to the excessive use of antibiotics in farm animals. These are not farms like our grandparents had, of course. These are factory, CAFOs, if you will. And the recognition that if you consume these animals who have these already resistant microbe strains that somehow make it into that food that you eat via their bodies that you may cook only partially, who knows, that you now are a breeding ground, kids, for these antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria. And so that even if you want the antibiotic to work for you, you're toast. And what was life like before the era of antibiotics? That's what, you know, we look back and we say, well, everybody died. No, not everybody died. Because people that had availed themselves of the knowledge of homeopaths and herbalists and naturopaths, there were large swaths of people that had infections that did indeed survive. It is not that everybody died. Now, granted, it was a fast, and I'm not going to say cheap, but certainly an easy way to retard infection, to suppress infection very rapidly. And so in the 20th century, even many homeopathic doctors gave up on homeopathy and went over to allopathic medicine. Because, wow, these new wonderful drugs that were being developed were so amazing, and they didn't have, not all of them, the foresight to see the downside of suppressing an infection rather than facilitating the strengthening of your entire body to overcome it, and then you're actually better than when you went in. And that was a concept that was known in holistic medicine and Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese medicine, but abandoned by allopaths, particularly in the 20th century, more than any other time. Of course, allopaths used things like mercury prior to that. But the whole idea of suppressive medicine, which was countered by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann in the late 18th and early 19th century when he brought homeopathy out, turned the Western mindset of molecular reductionism on its head. We've been fighting the schism, if you will, dealing with that schism ever since then. The skeptics who can't conceive of anything but molecules, measurable molecules having impact on matter and no recognition of energy in any form other than sticking the proverbial finger in the proverbial light socket and then knowing what energy is even if you can't see it. So, antibiotics and the relationship, not only the resistant strains of microorganisms, but the development of immune deficiency and immune collapse and cancer, and yes, even AIDS, that thing that's called AIDS, Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. We're going to get into more of that second hour with Liam Sheff, and we'll tell you why Charlie Sheen does not have HIV. It's not HIV positive. Yeah, we'll reveal it. You got to tell your friends. Go to robertscottbell.com. Coming right back with loads of questions of the day, or shall I say answers of the day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
All right, getting ready for a question of the day marathon shortly. Want to blast out to the universe with our home here in broadcast radio, GCN, of course, and the new Talk Network, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Epic Times, and across the pond to UK Health Radio. Eventually, we link them up in the show notes, too, at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and some answers to some of these.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And it's not an understatement when it says a few questions, but let's start with the first one from Michael Freed. He goes to robertscottbell.com and submits the question there. It's that easy. He says, I just read a blurb about zeolites from your radio show. The answer may be there in the actual interview with Mike Adams, but between now and whenever I get a chance to listen to it, is there anything out there for chelating mercury reliably for anyone who doesn't have access to Myers cocktails? And no, that's not something you can get at the bar, Super Don. We're talking about intravenous chelation, the kind of thing that Dr. Batar does. All right, so for Michael's question, it's like any new listeners. We covered the zeolite controversy because Mike Adams and his forensic food lab identified the fact that the zeolites were actually adding heavy metals like lead and aluminum. And then, of course, people were measuring in urination, wow, look, lead and aluminum's coming out. So they assumed that if we take zeolites, that it somehow binds and causes them to excrete. But in reality, of course, if you're taking the larger chunks, if you will, relatively speaking, you're not absorbing them. They're staying in the GI tract, which is good. And if you pulverize them and micronize them, then there can be some delivery, as evidenced by the urinating out of some of these heavy metals that are being brought in. And so this is a huge controversy because many people in the natural products industry really swear by zeolites and promote them and push them and sell them and do all kinds of wonderful things. And I'm not saying they're doing it because they're mean and bad people, but they didn't know any better. And we've talked about zeolites on the program. In fact, I just referenced in Unlock the Power to Heal, we did a small little chapter on them. And fortunately, we had enough information. We acknowledged that they were bringing that into the GI tract, that they have to be taken in conjunction with other things that bind the metal simultaneously, because our focus and purpose was to bind out cesium-137, for instance, in a nuclear fallout scenario. So it kind of aligned with what Mike Adams had said, that you use it in an emergency when you can't escape the fallout. It's in the food you eat, for instance. And there's an appropriate place to take the zeolites with something that is radioactive that you cannot avoid to bind out the cesium, along with the other substances that would also simultaneously bind out certain heavy metals. So what can you do to detoxify them, Michael, if you don't have access to intravenous chelation? Well, one of our favorite substances is, in fact, selenium from a whole food source. And that selenium is the key trace mineral element to help bind to produce the metallothionines, as well as, of course, glutathione, to bind and detoxify heavy metals. We also utilize homeopathic medicine. Dr. Frank King, King Bio, has a number of formulas that address heavy metals, including mercury. That is another way to go. We've talked about botanicals, including the use of cilantro, although Dr. Batar raises a very good point. If it is by design a binder of heavy metals, what kind of soil was it grown in? What kind of environment was it grown in? Could it be grabbing and bringing those heavy metals into you before it detoxifies? So if you go for any of those things, be certain that they're clean as a whistle, so to speak, before you take them, and then they will serve you well. Another thing we've talked about extensively with Dr. Daniel Newsom is the the amazing things that he's come up with in his formulas, the digestive detox, the Inflamagon, and of course, what was the third one? We digestive detox, Inflamagon, and I'm drawing a blank here, Super Don. I got too many questions in my head, and I challenged myself not to write any of this down, but the fulvic acid is the base. But the fulvic acid is also a wonderful detoxifying agent. It is not like the zeolite at all, and that can be a wonderful detoxifying support methodology. Now, another thing from a food source, real quick before we go to break here, is the use of non-denatured whey protein. Non-denatured whey. Why? Because it is the food, the superfood, when it's not been heat-treated and corrupted from clean sources like we have at One World Whey, it will also enhance the production of glutathione and enhance the detoxification of heavy metals. That's not a comprehensive list, but those are a few good ones. What do you say, Super Ron? Way, exactly. Way. No way. Way. When we come back, I've got at least four more to answer.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. My apologies to Dr. Daniel Newsom because I got so many things in my head to relate, and I was like, gosh, you know, all the different forms of fulvic acid. But the digestive detox was the key one. But of course, all three are wonderful in that last one, Super Don. Come on. It has your name in it. Super. Hello, Super Don. Super Earth Energy. Dr. Daniel Newsom's formula that we're talking about, Super Earth Energy. Anyway, so this is the detox protocol for removing heavy metals, and that includes the fulvic acid, which is very important in that regard. So we got more questions to go on that. If you miss anything, go back and listen. The archives appear pretty quickly here at GCN, our home in broadcast media, as well as Talk Network and other places around the world where you can plug into this health, freedom, and healing liberty.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Are you? Where did you go?
My computer froze up. I could hear you.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm clicking on the thing, and it won't unmute the microphone. I'm like, Super Earth Energy!
I know. You knew it. You knew it. It's like, yeah, so Mr. Microphone was not cooperating with you.
No, actually, it wasn't the microphone. Listen, have you ever been one of those guys? Mm-hmm. And maybe you're not. Some people are really good at this, but I have a tendency to never want to reboot my computer.
The computer
starts acting kind of a little bit, you know, worse and a little worse, and it kind of lags, and you're like, it takes like 10 minutes to reboot the computer. I'll just keep working, and you leave it on all night, and the next day you're like working, and it's running like super slow, but you don't want to restart the computer.
I remember those days. That was before.
I'm one of those guys. I'm sorry.
That was before solid state drives. The SSDs, man, they change your life for the better. I don't know if you get one of those, but
you know what version of Windows I'm using?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably going to laugh. I'm using Windows Vista on this machine.
Wow. I guess that's good because a lot of people don't like the newer Windows versions.
Well, yeah, but Vista? No, Vista's
okay. I don't even
that's
remember
so
anymore.
10 years ago.
Oh, well. Well, let's go to the second question of the day, shall we? This is, let's see, who's Angel? I like the spelling of this. A-N-J-E-L. Angel asks. He says, hi, Lori Harvey said you would possibly be able to help me to which detox program would help my kids. I have a 5.5-year-old daughter and a 14-month-old son, and she's had all of her vaccines, and I stopped his at the one-year mark. So he's not doing it. She's now not going vaccinations. So that's great, great news, Angel. If you can please guide me down the detox road for them, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Now, first and foremost, if you don't have a homeopath that can prescribe for you, how to deal with what we call vaccinosis. And even if there's no overt signs of autism or anything in that realm, you still have impact from these vaccines. And so I would always recommend the Vaccinoplex or Vaccinocleanse that King Bio has. Go to kingbio.com or call them up, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And get started on that. That's the simplest thing. It's a water-based remedy, comprehensively formulated, so you can address. You don't have to worry about, wow, it'll take me 20 years to figure out which remedies to give here. They'll all be comprehensive, and they'll cover it for you. Now, other negative aspects or impact of vaccines is damage to the GI tract. Now, if there's no overt apparent damage to the GI tract at this point, maybe you don't have to do much. But you may consider, and with a 5.5-year-old, it's easier than with a 14-month-old. But a 5.5-year-old, you can do the silver aloe protocol. You just utilize less of each, or whereas an adult would take a full tablespoon or maybe even 2 tablespoons mixed with the same amount or more of the Stockton Aloe 1 to get the good organic pure aloe in with the silver, you might do a teaspoon of each together with a 5.5-year-old. And that teaspoon with the aloe, just mix it together, they'll drink it down. You can, utilize that 2 or 3 times a day. And these kids, they recover very, very rapidly with any GI damage or inflammation. How do you know if there is GI damage or inflammation? Well, skin rashes are one. Digestive disorders of any kind can also be playing themselves out in this regard. But skin is a big sign for kids at that age. Allergies are another one. If they have allergies already, you know that this damaged their gut. If they've ever been on an antibiotic, you know the gut has been damaged and we need to repair it. So that would be important. And there are the homeopathic remedies as well. But those are two of the most direct focus things I can say. One thing I would go to also is liver detox. Because, the liver has to process everything. It's the main organ for detoxification. So selenium is important. With my kids, we do their 50 microgram tablets that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And, when the kids are too young to swallow a tablet, we'll just crunch them up and put them in something that they like, and it's fine. Because it's food. You don't have to fake it out. It's food. You can take it on an empty stomach even.
and you'll be good to go. But at that age, even a 50 microgram whole food selenium would be great. Those are the things I've done with my children, although we didn't vaccinate them. But for just general population scenarios, we're dealing with a very toxic planet now, and the people on it are also toxic as well. So with that, I've got another question, but this kind of brings up another theme song we like to do from time to time, because this one relates to a plant that we appreciate here. All right, this question comes from Lisa. She says, can CBD oil be helpful for lung cancer? If so, what product would you recommend and what dosage? I'm inquiring for a person who has been given a terminal diagnosis and is not being offered any treatment. He is on painkillers, including opium. So does he need to be careful about drug interactions with CBD? You've helped me on many occasions in the past in answering my questions. Thank you so much for that. Wishing you my very best wishes. All right. Lisa, thank you. This is tough because you got an end-stage terminal patient already on end-stage opium just to reduce pain. Now, the good news is I'm not aware of any negative interactions with CBD and these opioid drugs. In fact, we find that you tend to be able to use less or none of the opiates when you're on the CBD. Will it be helpful for lung cancer? I'll say it won't be harmful. It may be helpful because there's evidence of reduction of inflammation, benefit to epithelial tissue in the gut and elsewhere. Why not the lungs? And in fact, in Unlock the Power to Heal, the chapter we do on cannabis, we include the study of CBD and THC, which is delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. And this evidently, and I opened it up here at Superdon, can you blast this out through the social networks? This is in an article at nature.com, thank you, under Oncogene. It says THC inhibits epithelial growth factor-induced lung cancer and specific lung cancer cell migration in vitro, which is like in a petri dish, as well as its growth and metastasis in vivo. So it sounds like in this case, we know definitively that there is benefit to THC, which is the, you know, the comprehensive, that's the everything. It's not just CBD, which is available in all 50 states, but THC, which is only available in like 23 states that have medical uses. And so I would say there was no downside for using it. I would try to use the strongest possible. We get the tub of the 50-gram tub from CannaVest, CannaVest, CannaVest.com, and if you put in RSV15 on checkout, I don't know if this works by telephone, but certainly online, RSV15 will get you 15% off, which is awesome. So there's a lot more links to cannabis and its benefit in reversing cancer in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. In fact, I pulled this link just from there, and I checked it. I just wanted to be sure it was still active, and indeed, it is. So, Lisa, thank you for calling in on that, and you know, all the best for your friend there. Here's another question. This one's from Louise. She says, can you tell me if we should be using both an Echo water system and the Berkey water filter? I assume by their ads that they do not do the same thing Echo by adding hydrogen, while Berkey merely is a filter. Thank you for clearing this up for me. Now maybe I can make a choice. Well, I don't say you have to choose either, because the Berkey is as far as I know, is a passive system. It doesn't require electricity, so in a zombie apocalypse, anything that's a passive system is going to be of great benefit when you can't produce electricity of your own or tap into a grid. But while we still have a grid, the medicinal benefit of not only cleaning the water, which the Echo system does in a multi-stage filtration mechanism, but also through the electrolysis process that Paul Berger was on with us just the other day, we talked about. You have the ability to not only purify it better than just about anything, but by releasing the molecular hydrogen via this process, you supercharge the water and it becomes another aspect to detoxification. Going back to the questions we've already had today from Michael Fried and also Angel. You want to detoxify, water is key to everything. And even Dr. Newsom uses and recommends the Echo water with his fulvic acid, because that molecular hydrogen works so well with the fulvic acid. So I would say there's no reason you have to choose either or, but if I'm in a grid up scenario, there's no question the Echo water is superior for all the reasons hydrogen entails.
if a grid down scenario is, you want a passive system. So there are reasons to have both. So that's that was cool. Was that clear, Super Don? I want to make sure I'm not. I'm trying to
no,
take my
I
time to go through this.
You did a great job with that.
Okay,
I thought that was great.
Here's another one. If I can squeeze it in here real quick, how about a segment on the appendix? Just went through acute appendicitis, which was resolved with IV antibiotics instead of surgery. Thankfully, the ORs were back up, and the surgeon, after hearing how clean my diet was, offered non-surgical options, and I went under observation. Seems to have worked out. Is there anything I can do to keep from having an appendix inflame again? Would there have been any other alternatives to antibiotics? Also, also note that they had to have a CT scan to give docs a view of what was going on, which I expect them to help to see better. So, yeah, you definitely want the EMF detox from King Bio. Because if you get a lot of radiation, you want to up your selenium, that kind of thing. But, Tom, I appreciate the question. Yeah, in homeopathic hospitals in India, where it's a mainstay, they actually have the way to resolve this homeopathically. I remember talking with one homeopath there from a hospital. He said they used a 200C, I believe it was, very high potency homeopathic dilution or attenuation of phosphorus that cured an appendicitis. I'm not telling you to experiment on yourself because that can be a life-threatening thing if it bursts. But I will tell you silver hydrosol directly injected intravenously and or orally taken with the aloe vera to drive it into the gut can neutralize it as well. But don't mess around because if you think it is an appendicitis and if you're not doing the right thing, it can be life-threatening. But you can do this as an adjunct even with antibiotics and that'd be okay too unless you're using sulfonamides like sulfur antibiotics like Bactrim, which I don't think would be indicated for an appendicitis. All right, we got it. The marathon session of questions of the day. Not done yet.
What?
We got a great question from Janet next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, bringing the vitamin L. Thank you all as well for asking some great questions and giving me the opportunity, being patient enough, some of you, for me to get to them once in a while or in mass like we're doing right now. Next hour, just want to give you a heads up. It's one of those special one-hour episodes that I do from time to time on one topic. And because Charlie Sheen, evidently this morning, and it's blasting everywhere, came out and said, I'm HIV positive, we got to just dismantle the whole HIV thing again. And I know we've done it for many times over many years, but we don't do it every day because it's been done. But now with Sheen coming out, it's another opportunity to educate, or as my old friends from the old school said, edumacate folks onto the fallacy.
Oh, what school did you go to if they said edumacate?
It was in the South.
I'm a little concerned now, but okay.
I don't want to say because the Northerners, you know, stick up their nose when they hear, you know, I went to school in the South, right?
Oh, yeah. I see. Hey, I'm edumacate. In the South though, right now.
You are in the South now, right? Okay. You're honorary, but you know, if you're in the West Coast like you've been, you're neither Southerner nor Northerner. There's no delineation. You're just a West
Westerner?
Coaster, a Westerner, with no cowboy hat, no boots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a farmer.
No, not a farmer. No. All right. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. So it's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and we encourage you to say thanks by just passing the word along, spreading the word on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can download the podcast for free after the fact through many, many different sources. Most of them are linked up through the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Final question of the day before we bring Liam into the equation next hour. This is kind of funny. This is from Janet. Damn it, Janet. Hello, Robert. I listen to your show daily. I appreciate and utilize much of the information you and your guests impart. My concern is some of the advertising that is playing during your show, for example, e-cigarette commercials. Has anyone tested the safety of this product? I understand to a point you and the rest of your staff need to earn a paycheck. Is there another way to bring in income? However, if you're promoting health,
Let's do just that. Is this a case of the three-sided coin?
You know what?
What?
It's funny. Mm-hmm. We run into this every once in a while, don't we? I say it's been a few years since we've had somebody ask this question.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? I mean, I remember when I was with TRN, when we were syndicated, where we first connected, and they once played a Tylenol commercial during my show.
Was it Tylenol or was it Advil?
I think it was Tylenol. I'm pretty sure it was like Tylenol cold couch or something. Right. I not go ballistic? I was just going bonkers.
You kind of lost your mind there for a while.
I was like, dude, I know you got to run these commercials because they're paying big bucks, but don't run them in my show, right?
Yeah.
But in the case of e-cigarettes, I don't have control over that commercial, and I don't talk about it. If I'll talk about the companies that I know personally firsthand, if they're sponsors, you'll hear me from time to time reference them and thank them, things like that. But I don't control 100% of the inventory. That's just the nature of barter radio. In fact, if you're listening on a local radio affiliate, they'll even have all kinds of different commercials I'll never know that are playing during the show. But we don't go to the extent, and this network, God bless GCN, will not air Tylenol commercials. So I don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But, is it better for some to be on an e-cigarette? Perhaps. But I don't know the ingredients to all of them. Some of them I don't like. But if you're going to smoke, like I told Jerry Doyle, make it organic tobacco. Ideally, roll your own. But if you can't, then the American Spirits Organic is the best bet you got going at this point, as far as I can tell. No comment, Super Don?
I'm sorry. I got distracted there. You were talking about rolling cigarettes or smoking American Spirits, or what was your question?
Forget it. Why do I even bother? Mr. Distraction here. First, his microphone doesn't work. He won't reboot his computer. He's near the ocean. He just wants to be out there body surfing at this point. That's what it is.
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't get in the water. That's the funny thing. Maybe up to my ankles. That's about
it. That's okay. That's worth it. It's worth it. But
there's
sit your tushy down
here,
there,
man.
Sit your tushy down in it when you don't see any jellyfish, and then call me. Now, listen, before we wrap up, we're almost out of time for this hour. Any other comments about the advertisements played? Like I said, I just want to be clear about that.
No, I mean, you hit it on the nail. We have control over certain things, but we appreciate, that they are listening, right?
Yeah, that's great. it really makes a difference. Thank you for listening.
Sure.
And thank you for calling it out, because sometimes I don't even know some of the commercials that are playing. If it ever is a Tylenol commercial, you better tell me. Somebody's going to be in trouble. But not you.
Something to do.
Lovely and loyal listeners, thank you for being here. We got a whole hour of why did Charlie Sheen say he has HIV when he doesn't? After the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.